Today's episode of Distorted View Daily features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ting!
Eat the poo-poo!
Do you want to get down and dirty? Do you want to go one-on-one with a hot muscle guy? Rugged top men who tell you what to do. And do it now, boy! Submissive bottoms who will lick the sweat right off of your balls. Regular buddies who just want to help you get it up, get it hard, and get off. 24 hours a day, one-on-one, man-to-man, sweating phone sex with guys who can't wait to do it with you. You know you need it.
It's sextastic.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth used to drop me by
my It's only a milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 you make
away.
Hi. Nice, sweet.
Yes, everybody. Timothy James Henson back here with you to kick off a brand new week of shows. This, my friends, is Distorted View Daily. My name is Tim Henson. Thank you so much for joining me. Hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend. I sure did. A lot of R&R. Well needed. Well deserved, I'd say. But now it's time to buckle the fuck up, get back down to business. Got a classic sextastic Tuesday story for you today. I thought we'd ease back in to Distorted View. Basically, I don't want to do a lot of work today. I want this long weekend to continue, so I'm going to phone this bitch in. No, that couldn't be further from the truth. And to prove to you that I am serious about finding crazy, disgusting, bizarre, or just inappropriate things to share with you, I've got this. Now listen, before we get into Sextastic Tuesday, I have to mention this. There's a campaign out there to eliminate the R word. Now, when I say R word, you guys know I'm not referring to raisinettes, right? Oh, who would want to eliminate that delicious candy treat from the world? It's a movie time classic. No, the R word I'm referring to is one of my favorite words in the entire English vernacular. I don't know if that's the right usage of vernacular. But regardless, and regardless is another word that begins with the letter R that I enjoy. Not as much as retard, and that's the word I'm talking about today. Yes, there is a group pretty much comprised of retards trying to get the retard word eliminated from our vocabulary. Oh, maybe vocabulary was the word I was trying to find earlier, not vernacular. Whatever. Doesn't matter. This is a train wreck of a program, and I don't care, because you have to sit there and listen to me. What are you going to do? Turn it off? What are you going to listen to? What do you got on that MP3 player or phone? Carlos Santana? Nickelback? I dare you to listen to that shit. All right, where am I? Yes, a group of retards want people to stop saying the word retarded, and they have now I know it by heart, they have now created a PSA. Now, I don't think this public service announcement is going to get much play on television because of the language involved. Here is Not Acceptable R-Words PSA.
It's not acceptable to call me a nigger.
It's not acceptable to call me a spick.
To call me a chink.
To call me a fag.
It's not acceptable.
Those are all words I use on a daily basis here at Distorted View Daily. I'd be out of a job if I couldn't say those words.
It's not acceptable to call me a nigger.
But nigger is okay.
There
are exceptions.
It's not acceptable to call me a spick.
To call me a chink.
To call me a fag.
It's not acceptable.
Yeah, listen to that, voicemail callers. It is not acceptable to call someone a fag. Stop it!
To call me a fag.
It's not acceptable to call me a kike.
It's not acceptable to call me a retard or call yourself or your friends retarded when they do something foolish.
The R word is the same as every minority slur. Treat it that way and don't use it.
Oh, that's the bitch from Glee. And that's the tard from Glee. I'm sorry. Retard. Let that sink in. Retard. I hope if you're retarded, you're listening to this program. Retard. You're a retard. And you'll always be retarded. Take it from me. I know. I've got a full functioning brain. I'll tell you what you are. You don't know. You've got a defective brain. Okay.
It is not acceptable to call me a retard or call yourself or your friends retarded.
All right, that's what's happening with the R word. Some very troubling developments for me. Let's get into Sextastic Tuesday right now. This is a stupid bit where I simply read you a piece of erotic literature in an attempt to either creep you out or disgust you or just make you laugh. Last week's new Sextastic Tuesday dealt with the very real dangerous topic of dog shit. Today we're going to move things back to someone messing around with his own species shit. I give you this classic edition of Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic Tuesday. Tweak my nipples!
Alright, here we go, Sextastic Tuesday. Man. We'd been playing email tag for only a few days after I saw his ad online, looking for a scat top to feed him. There you go. It's all laid out on the table for you. We're talking about scat, baby! Alright, so yes, he's looking for a scat top to feed him. He's hungry. I'd been back and forth with a few other guys, and I always chickened out. But this time, I have a feeling he's gonna go through with it this time. But this time I just called as I headed from school. "Hey, I think we emailed a little," I said. And he replied, "Oh yeah, can you come over right now?" "Sure," I answered him. Very excited. I was so nervous I got a little lost, but finally found the house. A beautiful old place. I was nervous and called from across the street in my car. "Hey." "Oh, hey, come on in." "Well, how do I know you're not a psycho or something?" "Oh, I'm not. Don't worry about that. I'll come on down." Well, what fucking psycho's gonna say, "Yeah, I'm going to kill you"? You caught me. Like, what kind of question is that? I went to the door and he answered in his briefs. A lot cuter and more normal than I expected. "No. That's a facade, my friend. He's going to eat your shit. He can't be that normal." We went upstairs and chilled for a few minutes before getting down to business. I started taking my pants off and could see him getting excited. He sat on the floor next to the bed, and I bent over and pushed my ass into his face. Well, they're not fucking around, man. They're getting right to the main event. So I pushed my ass into his face. I'd taken a shit that morning to make sure I was dirty for him. Ah. And this is the point in the podcast where everyone fast forwards 5 minutes. No, it gets good. You guys gotta... it's worth it, I think. It's pretty excellent. I bent over and pushed my ass into his face. I'd taken a shit that morning to make sure I was dirty for him, but not enough to leave me empty. I rubbed my hands on my ass, and I could feel it was still a little dirty. And a smell and glimpse on my hand proved it was the case. He's got like a little streak of shit on his fingers. I leaned back and pressed my anus to his eager mouth. Now, let me just say, I've had rim jobs before, but never from a guy. Yeah, he's straight. He clamped his mouth over my asshole and started licking. I don't know how he did it, but his tongue pushed its way into my ass. Like, plowing its way into my anal cavity. Yeah, so his tongue pushed its way into my ass, fucking and sending waves of pleasure like I've never felt before. He fucked my filthy ass with his tongue, cleaning out any bits of paper or shit that were stuck to the sides. Today's Sextastic Tuesday is brought to you by the Charmin family of toilet tissue. Charmin, squeezably soft. Actually, that's quite true. I've had instances before. Some toilet paper does that. Like, you'll be wiping your ass, and you'll end up with, like, little balls of lint or something. Little toilet paper lint balls. Shit balls, I guess. Dingleberries or something, because the lint balls of toilet paper attaches itself to your asshole hair. So it'll be later in the day, and you're, you know, watching television or something, and you can just feel something's not right, so you move your finger down to your asshole, and you have to pull to get the toilet paper lint ball free and it hurts because it's pulling your ass hair. Maybe that just happens to me, I don't know. But all I'm saying is be careful when you purchase toilet paper, right? Alright, so yes, this guy is cleaning out bits of paper and shit that were stuck to the sides of his anus. I could see his cock hardening, and I knew that piss was ready to come out of my cock pretty soon. We moved to the bathtub, and he got onto his hands and knees without me even asking. I took my heavy, stiffening cock and aimed for his mouth. I didn't have to piss that much, and a fart escaped as I tried to piss. Ow! That's like the wettest fart I've ever heard in my life. That's disgusting. I want to know who picked this story to read. I want to talk to them. Alright, where are we at here? I didn't have to piss that much, and a fart escaped as I tried to piss. The sweet, ripe smell of shit was already in the air. That reminds me of a song, actually. Shit is in the air. Everywhere I smell around. Yeah! Ha ha! Shit is in the air. Every sight and every sound. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I don't know what I've been eating, but it's sliding down my thighs. And I know it's something that came from within. And it's there when I look in your eyes. Shit is in the air! Yeah! Shit! Wow, a musical number and everything. What a treat for you guys. You came on a good night. The sweet, ripe smell of shit was already in the air from my fart as my piss splashed into his mouth, against his tongue, dribbling down his chin onto his cock. You like that? I asked. He nodded eagerly and tried to say something, but my hot, sour piss just poured out of his mouth. By the way, I think I've had that once. It's pretty good. Hot and sour piss I had at the Szechuan Cottage. It number four! It good! Spicy, yeah? You want egg roll? I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. So yes, it was a beautiful sight. Complimented by the air, thick with the smell from my ass of what was to come. That's a beautiful line. I finished with most of my piss, and I could feel that my shit was ready to burst out the other side. I turned around and resumed the same rimming position, pulling his piss-drenched face back to my dirty asshole. I could feel his tongue probing deeper, and I clenched my muscles back at him. My shit-smeared ass opened with the probing of his tongue, and I could feel it swirling around and around my hole, widening my anus and cleaning any remaining shit from the past few days still stuck on. Ah! Past few days? Use some fucking wet wipes. Clean that up. Wet wipes. I'm a big advocate. At the very least, wet some toilet paper and get that encrusted shit out. Come on. There are options. I squeezed and felt my colon muscles pushing the shit closer to my anus, closer to his tongue, where he could soon taste the tangy tip of a semi-soft turd. I knew the dank taste of my log had hit his tongue when I saw his cock jump underneath me. I aimed my cock at his and let loose with another stream of hot piss. Ooh, this is getting frantic. I was clear he was loving that. Tasting my hot turd drove him crazier, and the suction now started to move the log out faster than I was pushing it. I could now feel the shit from my own asshole pushing its way into his eager mouth, which was pulling it as I pushed. He bit off... Here it comes. This is gross. He bit off a soft chunk of my brown loaf and filled his mouth with the mush. Some peanuts and corn mixing with the clay-like delicacy. He swallowed and moaned loudly. How's that? I asked. He responded, mouth full of my waste and clamped to my wide open anus. There's more where that came from. I squeezed. He sucked. A few more inches worked their way out, and he sucked my shit like a hot cock before biting off a little more. It was more than he could chew, and I heard a splat, splat, as a few pieces of shit hit his bathroom floor, melting it in the puddle of my yellow piss. The stench was growing in the room, and I choked a bit on the thick air. He swallowed more. My ass was ready for a little more feeding, and my toilet's mouth was more than ready to take what was offered. I could feel a little more piss coming through my rock-hard cock, and I aimed it back, soaking down his chest, washing some... Who is into this? Sophia. Sophia, if you are into scat, I want you to email me immediately. we will set up another interview because I've got tons of questions for you. If any one of my listeners could possibly be into scat, it would be Sophia. I'm not saying that to be rude or anything, but she's into a lot of different kinks, right? So, you know, if you're into it, email me. I'd love to chat. Where were we? He was swallowing the last bits as I pushed my dick past his brown stained lips, looking themselves like an unwiped anus as I was shoving it open with my thick cock. It didn't take long. I pumped my cock in and out of his mouth. It came out brown at first, and then cleaner with each thrust. Ah! I could feel my cock ramming the back of his throat before pulling out and blowing my load on his piss-streaked, shit-encrusted face. The end. There you go. That's your Sextastic Tuesday for May 31st, 2011, brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. I want you to take a listen to this very awesome deal. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item. That is half off. We're talking vibrators, dongs, butt plugs, lingerie, lubes, movies, male masturbators, lifelike looking pussy things you can shove your dick in. Whatever you want, however you want to get off, AdamandEve.com can help you, and you'll be saving 50% off. Just pick out something you like, enter coupon code FREAK at checkout, that's F-R-E-A-K. You'll automatically see that you'll be saving 50%, they'll show you the new price, plus you're going to get free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift, all for using coupon code FREAK. Again, go to AdamandEve.com, save 50% off using coupon code FREAK, plus free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift. Go there right now. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news! Yes, if you're not Sideshow members, please consider supporting the program. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. We've been doing this since December 2004, so there are well over 1,000. We're probably nearing, what, 1,500 shows at this point? I don't know. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. I got a video cast for you. I know I promised you guys one, so I'm going to try to get that to you today. So sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Today's program is extended, and then, of course, Thursday's show will be exclusive. So a lot of great reasons to sign up. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from New Zealand. Apparently, there's a problem over there. There are way more women than there are men. Middle-aged men are being chased so much by single women that they're becoming deluded about their sex appeal. A drought of mid-40s single men, compared with single women of the same age, means they are fiercely pursued, inflating their opinion of their attractiveness. Bernard Salt, author of The Big Tilt, What Happens When Boomers Bust and Xers and Ys Inherit the Earth, says the imbalance has created a monster he dubs the Hotness Delusion Syndrome. And in a case of beware the cougar, he believes a lack of eligible 40-something bachelors will result in more confident, well-educated older women prowling for younger mates. An available male in his 40s receives a lot of attention because he's the only thing going on. He can be balding or fat. That's not what he sees in the mirror. He sees nothing less than a trim, sexy-looking motherfucker. So I gotta say, if you are butt-ass ugly, book the first flight you can to New Zealand. You will get a lot of middle-aged pussy. Great. At 44, there are 15% fewer available males than females. Mr. Salt predicts more women will start seeking younger men to fill the void. We have a new generation of empowered women, more likely to have a university degree. Women of the previous generation who were in their 40s were less inclined to get out and did not have as many skills in the workforce. But hotness delusion syndrome was reversed for the sexes in their mid-20s. At age 25, single men outnumbered single women by 23% because they were competing with older men. So there you go. Crunching the numbers in New Zealand. Very important research over there. All right, second story we have for you today. Conceptual artist Cherry Tree. Oh, God. Makes perfume from her own urine. Yes, conceptual artist Cherry Tree has a scent of mystery about her. And that's the smell of piss. That's right, her urine. And it's intentional. For the last 5 years, Tree, who splits time between Missouri and Spain, has been turning her own urine into perfume. I'm very much into recycling. No shit, said Tree, born Charity Blancet. And urine is something I've thought needs to be recycled, since it's something that gets eliminated. It's a whiz of an idea. and one that Tree was inspired to turn into a reality in 2006. It was the morning after a full moon, she said, and I decided to collect my urine in a perfume bottle. Makes sense. Perfectly rational thing to do. She's not at all crazy. At first, Tree's concept was only to collect urine after each full moon. Okay. I was fascinated by how the smell changes depending on what you eat. For... She's retarded. There's that R word I love so much. For instance, it smells really good after you eat a lot of honey, and it smells terrible after eating chicken. Tree was content simply to collect her urine and perfume bottles until one day when she decided to take it to the next step. I noticed each bottle had its own scent, so I thought I'd add a little sugar to it. To the casual observer, the idea of making perfume from pee may sound gross, but there is a precedent to it. People like the smell of musk? Well, one type of musk comes from a gland located between the stomach and the genitals of a deer. She took lessons from her brother, Jim Blansett, who runs a boutique distillery near Branson, Missouri. After studying how he made vodka and whiskey, she applied this technique to her urine-scented perfume. Whiskey piss. Her first batch didn't work, but not because it stunk. It actually smelled great. It was very chocolatey. I think it was because I was drinking a lot of coffee at the time, but I didn't put enough sugar in it to ferment, so I had to throw it out. Although urine is a waste product, it is sterile, unlike feces, when it leaves the human body, unless the individual has a disease. And fermenting it, as Tree does, creates alcohol, which kills... Well, why not just sell alcohol piss? Piss liqueur. Alright, which kills any existing germs. Tree estimates that distilling reduces her urine input by half, but admits she's still in experimental stages and hasn't committed to one recipe yet. Still, this is what's happening. This is news. Still, she's starting to dream of a day when she can sell her pee-powered perfume to the masses. I'd have to sell it in small quantities or make it for people out of their own urine. I don't want to imagine the logistics of that. It might seem safe to assume that Tree's dream of becoming a pee perfume mogul would piss off her family, but her brother is pleased as punch. I've always admired her imagination and creativity, he says. I think she watched me distill and applied it to perfume. To be honest, I think what she's doing harkens back to an old tradition, because who knows what was in the original perfumes. Yeah, let's just assume it was pee. Alright, so there you go. Weird family. And finally today, have you ever heard of assault with a deadly stick of butter? No? Well, it happened. Can you guess which state this story comes from?
Florida, our most fucked up state.
That's right. Butter. There's a thin line between buttery and battery, and Dawn Elizabeth Rash crossed it, according to police. Sheriff deputies in Collier County, Florida, say the 49-year-old attacked her male roommate with butter on May 21st. The incident occurred at some point before 6:46 p.m. when authorities arrived on the scene of a reported domestic disturbance and encountered the victim outside the home he shares with Rash. The victim told deputies that he and Rash were having an argument about what food was hers and what was his, when the suspect then threw butter at him, striking him in the leg. Deputies observed that the victim did have butter on his ankle. I like that he didn't bother to clean it up. I want the police to see what you did to me. When authorities confronted Rash, they noticed a strong odor of alcoholic beverages coming from her person and facial area. It's a nice way of saying that she was pissed drunk. Rash allegedly confessed she had been drinking vodka, but insisted that she did not hurl butter at her housemate. So there you go. If you're ever wondering why I say Florida is our most fucked up state, it's a perfect example. Just weird shit. Butter assault. Come on. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of y'all. All right, freak, speak to me, please.
Tim Hansen, I want to rub peanut butter all over your body. I want to put some jam on you, too. Make you a white bread sandwich.
I'm very white. We need another piece of bread, though, if you know what I mean.
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is the Puke Blaster calling. I wanted to comment on Alexis K. Tyler's advice on how to properly clean your asshole.
Hold on. I have to explain what happened there. Okay. So I moved into this new place, right? And I guess we have an ant problem. There's just weird ants occasionally. Like in the kitchen, there'll be like one on the faucet of the sink. They're not like, it's not like a trail of ants. You just find just random ants everywhere. And then as I was playing this voicemail message, I felt something crawling on me. It was an ant. That's why you heard me go, ah, ah, God, or whatever. I don't even remember what I said. I'll have to play it back. But yeah, that's me freaking out over a goddamn ant. All right, go ahead. Start over.
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is the Puke Flosser calling. I wanted to comment on Alexis K. Tyler's advice on how to properly clean your asshole when you are spending some time at your lover's place and don't want to use the toilet. This was on your show a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Now, I'm not a doctor yet. I'm a medical student. But I think I just might know enough to say that her advice could potentially be fatal, actually. She recommends a concoction of bleach and ammonia to be sprayed on your asshole. Now, when you mix bleach and ammonia, it releases chlorine gas, which has been known to kill people that try to make super cleaning solutions. Anyway, I guess it's not too surprising that she's giving that kind of advice, but go figure.
She don't know better. She's ignorant.
Hey, damn, it's me, Alex. I actually might be getting some audio gold for you in the next couple weeks because starting, like, today, my parents wanted me to go into this ridiculous group thing. They think I have Asperger's and all this random shit. But anyway, the next couple weeks I should be able to record it either with my phone. It's an okay recorder. Or I can record it with my headset or a little mic that I have, too. So I can record either that or that because there is a person in the group that I knew from a year ago. He was a raving maniac who was acting like a homeless guy only as a 21-year-old, I think. And he's still
sounds
the same
promising
thing after a year of me being at school. Well, I matured. He's gone crazy, I think. And some people have said he's gotten better. I doubt it. All right. Talk to you later, Tim. Bye.
All right. Yeah. Whatever you want to do, send it to me.
Jagoo, Tim.
Sounds good,
this
though.
Is loyal sideshow freak Joe Blow from Utah.
Hey, Mr. Blow.
I had a request for you. I think you should do TNB Mondays or Wednesdays. That was the first segment I heard, and it got me hooked on Distorted View. Love that shit. Anyway, I got a few more car models for you. There's the Anal Eclipse, Anal Probe, Anal Accent, which I imagine sounds something like, and my personal favorite, Anal Avalanche.
Yes.
Yes.
How about the Anal Voyager, or the Anal Discovery, or the Anal Outback? That's what I like. I like Anal Outback. I don't know. All right, just a few of them there.
You're good, Tim. Loyal such a freak. Dr. Very bad.
This
last weekend, I was looking for apartments, and one of the women I talked to who ran an apartment complex was very, very TNB. Some of my favorite quotes was when she was talking about the ambulances and the polices. Oh, and how she loves anything that is blinged out. If it is blinged out, she is all over that shit.
That's very TNB. However, I want to play this.
Jungle, 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 shit.
Jungle, 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 yeah.
Hello, Timothy Superflu Henson. This is your sideshow member.
Much better.
I was just calling to say, I'm glad to hear that you made it through your illness.
Yes, that was awful.
Keep the great work.
Yeah, I rarely puke, and I was vomiting up a storm.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow Freak Moto Jive here. I just wanted to let you know, and you'd ask on today's show, I think today's 17th, 18th, about the pedophile logs. He had said L-E-O. Now, you probably have gotten
yes,
25,000 calls
officer
by now, but that's law enforcement officer.
Sounds like you're in a lot. You sound like a police,
anyway,
policeman.
Oh, and I do have one more question. I was listening to some of the archives, and you had mentioned at one time on your DV logs that you can't show nudity. And I was curious as to why you couldn't.
Yeah, I mean, it's stupid. It has to do with, like, web hosting providers and, you know, but the other people that I use for my show or other services or whatever, they don't like nudity. I guess I don't know exactly the rules. I just know it complicates things the second that you start showing naked people. Like, audio is one thing, and audio is not a big deal, but the second you start showing shit, then it's a problem. All right, is that all I got today, freaks? I think not. I think I have some more.
Hey, Tim, this is Vince from Seattle. I'm the guy that jacked off with a popcorn bag in Alaska on a fishing boat wearing full rain gear. So has any of the freaks popped that one, or we're not even discussing this issue because you're 2 weeks behind your voicemails and I have no fucking clue. Anyways, I got a bizarre sex term for you. It's called the Scott Taylor birthday wish. It's when you fuck your girlfriend on her period, pull your dick out, then you jizz all over the top of your dickhead so you make it nice and fluffy. You can use a little spatula and sculpt it. Then you stick a little flaming candle down your dick hole.
Oh.
Blow it out.
Like a birthday cake. Yeah, it's not a bad one. Thank you very much.
Hey, Tim and Boo, this is Houston from New York. A couple years ago, I was presented with a question, and it still, you know, kind of gets me all wondering now. That question is it gay to masturbate to a picture of yourself?
Yes.
I have yet to be able to answer that question in a definite form.
It totally is.
It can swing both ways, and it's all in all fucking weird. I just wanted to get your opinion on that.
If you're jacking off to yourself, you're looking at yourself in a sexual way. And if you are a guy sexualizing your parts of your body, then yeah, it's gay. I think that I would say it's gay. All right. Very good voicemail call. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God?
It is not acceptable to call me a retard or call yourself or your friends retarded.
Spread the distortion, STD, baby. Tell all your friends about the show. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday Grum. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!